Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're saving rockets when we need them.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, hour number three. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. DeSantisHolster.com. 1911 University. Very easy to see why somebody would want to go to 1911 University, especially if you can learn from one of the masters at the craft. And, I have one of the masters at the craft. And that would be one young Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How you doing, sir? Did we just lose Joe? Okay, so... He's still a master. I just have to text to him now. Anyway, one of the reasons that 1911s and the mastery of 1911s and people who have
difficulties.
Wait, have we got you now, boss?
Apparently we were having technical difficulties.
Well, you know, that's the drama of live radio. That just...
The drama, yep.
The drama of live radio. I was about to say that the whole reason that I am so fascinated by mastering the 1911, 2011, 2019 platform is that I carried them. I carried one as a secondary weapon for so long in the military and qualified with one basically for 7 years. I mean, that was, even when they issued the Berettas, I still managed some. I didn't even ask for it. They do. Okay, you take this, Sarge. So
they looked at your crusty face as you walked through the line. And they were like, that's a 1911 guy. Go get him a Beretta.
Well, I was about my crusty face. Yeah, I was a crusty 27-year-old even after I made
Sergeant. Yeah, you're an old man.
In the military, yeah, I was. I was considered old. When I got out at 30, it was like I was ancient. So anyway, what is there anything new that I have not been able to be told about? Up to this point, I haven't asked you. I normally call Joe and I'll be like, we just shoot the breeze for a minute or two. Sometimes during the week, maybe a couple times here and there. I might call and say, hey Joe, when's that gun going to be done? Or hey Joe, when are you going to send me something new to shoot? Or hey Joe, what's going on? And I haven't done that in a couple of weeks, and I haven't really asked you that. What? So we haven't had our shooting the breeze. So let's shoot the breeze for a minute.
Okay.
How's the Knights armament? Well, just remember, you're the guest, and I'm the host.
That's 15 seconds you've wasted.
No, I'm in charge of the clock. I can reset it every time. I can reset that clock every time. Anyway, how's the Knights armament project coming?
Oh, it's good. We got the lowers here and for the rifles. My sample guns and the knife have been sent off to the casemaker, so Those should be arriving today to him. He'll knock the cases out very fast because he's fast like that. And I don't know, maybe they'll be back here in a week. And then as soon as, like I promised you, as soon as my Night Stalker gets back here, I'm sending that pistol to you to play with, you know, for a couple weeks. You know, just so you can have the experience of it, whatever, try it out, play with it. I might even send, depending on what I've got coming up for training, and if you promise me that you'll send stuff back in a timely fashion, I might even send my Light Fighter as well, because I have, you know, I have both of them here. That way you can try both different comps.
If I can find some place to get out and shoot them, yeah, I'll send it back in a timely fashion. I ought to be able to turn them around. And, like, if I got them on a Tuesday, I should be able to turn them around on Monday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can keep them for 2 weeks. I wouldn't care.
Okay.
I just don't, you know, sometimes I'll loan something to somebody, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's been 6 months. I should get this back to you. Yes, you should. Yes, before I have to drive to your house and take it from you. Yeah, anyways, it's going pretty good. I mean, Eric was working today. He was wrapping up a CRG model for a guy. And Brandon is wrapping up the last 10 Light Fighters. The KC pistols are coming back from DLC next week, along with the second batch of Light Fighters that were all DLC'd. So next week will be a flurry of activity around here as we get those guns all put together and ready to ship.
Right.
But, yeah, other than that, not a whole lot new. David's no longer here.
Yes, so, I know. I know David's no longer there.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're running trail cameras. Alexa and I have been putting up trail cameras on all the properties, and we got about 10 up right now. I have about 20 more to put up. And so we start seeing what's out there, seeing what's lurking around in the woods, getting ready for deer season.
Now, do you have any bears in Nebraska?
There have been very rarely a bear spotted in the very far northeast corner up by Iowa, South Dakota, Minnesota area, but not around us. We have mountain lions. We have, and they are in abundance. I don't know many guys who bow hunt specifically who haven't seen them or heard them, including myself and Eric. We've both seen them. And we have now, apparently, we have wolves. And I'm like, I'm not a fan of the wolf.
Right.
Like, of all the animals in the wild that I'm legitimately like, yeah, that animal right there will mess you up, a wolf's that guy, you know. I mean, a bear, yeah, if you make a bear mad, you get between it and its cubs, you better find a spot to hide. Even a big brown bear, you know, you can keep your distance. Mountain lions, most of the time, they're more scared of you than you are of them. They're very reclusive. But a wolf's a different creature. Yeah. I don't want a lot of wolves around here.
Right. When you go hunt, do you carry a sidearm?
Due to the legal system here in Nebraska, I can neither confirm nor deny whether or not I carry a sidearm when I'm bow hunting, Bill.
Oh, my goodness. And now that's shocking about Nebraska. But I've heard some stuff about Nebraska. I've heard some stuff about them. But
Actually, Game and Parks just had a meeting this summer. They have their annual meeting. And the Game and Parks Commission passed a rule change that would allow bow hunters to carry a handgun with a barrel no longer than 5 inches while bow hunting or muzzleloader hunting, for, you know, self-protection purposes.
Right.
But the governor hasn't signed the rule change yet. He's got to sign it, which he'll sign it. It's just they got to get it to his desk, you know.
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. Joe Chambers, Chambers Custom. You can find Chambers Custom online at ChambersCustom.com. You can find them on Instagram at Chambers Custom. You can find them on Facebook at Chambers Custom and on YouTube at Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. Now, I've been noticing, I haven't had time to go in there and watch any, but I notice every time you get a you've got a live video going up. How are those going? Because I know sometimes they get a little lively.
I kind of, if I say something, I probably shouldn't have. I deleted afterwards. Put it to you that way. So if you see that I did a live video and you can't find it, there's probably a reason.
Oh.
I try to be cool, you know, but sometimes I get animated. I just realized something, Bill, while we were on break. I was scrolling through memories of Facebook that comes up every day, shows me different things or whatever. July 1st, 2010, I officially opened Chambers Custom LLC.
How about that? 11 years.
11 years ago today.
11 years ago today. Well, here's to 11 years with you, sir.
Thanks. I did put a new YouTube video up yesterday. Did you see it?
I did not.
Well, you better watch it because you're going to be needing it.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on a second. I'll go look for it right now. Put it in my...
It's how to take down a single stack WMG.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's coming. That's coming. I'm definitely going to need to know that. You continue on. Explain why I'm going to need to know how to take down a single stack.
Well, I assume you intend on cleaning your gun occasionally. And you'll need to know how to take it down because it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different than a wide body on the lower half anyway. So yeah, you'll need to check that out. Watch that video. And I did this video differently than I did the wide body, the 2019. Several people were like, oh man, you should do a video where you talk about how to take it apart and then you just put it back in real time, you know, in real speed of how you put it back together. I was like, all right, cool. I'm kind of out of practice with that, but I'll do it. So I take the gun apart and I explain how to take the gun apart, the order in which I do it and all that. And then I just put the gun back together completely from, you know, I don't know if I had the grips off or not, but completely from, you know, breakdown. It takes me like a minute and a half or 2 minutes, something like that, to put the whole gun back together.
Right.
And people are like, holy crap, that's so fast. I wish I could do it like that. And I'm like, well, if you did it 500,000 times like me, you probably could.
You need to send me some of these video clips, and I can make a little montage thing up together and talk about my Chambers gun and then put that on the TV show.
Man, you can steal it. Steal whatever one you want, man. It's fine.
Steal it.
I'll send them all to you. Yeah. Cool.
Well, I mean, I like the new stuff. What are you filming on now? GoPro?
Yeah, so I bought the new Hero 9.
Yeah.
I wanted the other camera, but I had to pick one or the other. And so Heidi and I talked about it, and I want to do some filming of the girls hunting this year, and the GoPro just made more sense for that. So for now, that's what we got. It does record in 6K. The GoPro Hero 9 will do 4 or 6K. I'm not recording in that right now because, my gosh, it takes me forever to get a video uploaded as it is with our sorry internet service. I can't imagine how long a 4K or a 6K video would take to record or to upload. I don't know if it takes longer or not, honestly. So, it seems to do good videos. It took me a minute to figure out, you know, like, it has some weird settings like fisheye. I don't like that. I don't like that setting. It makes everything look like you're looking at it through a fisheye, which is weird as crap. So it took me a few minutes, you know, a few goes to try to get it done. Usually I record the same video about four times before I'm like, yep, I'm happy with that. I also learned that if you use the GoPro app on your phone, it will shut, it has some sort of setting built into it that it will shut off your recording randomly at around the 7 to 8 minute mark. It just stops recording. And so but if you use the camera button to push record, it'll record continuously until the card's full. So that was kind of a learning curve that was really irritating, because I'd be recording and I'd be like 7 minutes in and be like boop, 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 and it's done. And then I'd have to, you know, take a pause. So what I ended up having to do was learn to talk slower, make natural pauses. And then when I got to like 7 minutes, have a pause, a natural pause, and stop the camera myself and restart it. And that worked okay, you know, but it was kind of annoying until I figured out some of the settings and features on it.
Yeah, whenever I use the GoPro, I use it. Well, I use the GoPro on the Night Fighter. I use that.
Yeah.
I put it down there from the perspective of being where the targets were while I was shooting them and blowing them up and stuff. And the Night Fighter did not disappoint. As a matter of fact, the GoPro had never seen as much debris flying in front of it as it did with the Night Fighter. But yeah, the GoPros do pretty good. They're not bad for little cameras. I prefer something a little bit bigger because my eyes are getting bad.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And to that end, that's why I shoot the video that I do shoot. But I mean, the video that you shoot is still pretty good. I'm watching the taking down the single stack part of it right now.
Yeah, and you know, you can link your GoPro to your laptop, and when you're recording, the laptop will actually be the screen that you look at while you're recording too. So
I haven't
done that yet. I've only done it through my phone, but so there's a lot of features and options, and I bought a bunch of junk to go with it. Like, I bought a waterproof boat mount because I'm going to take the girls out on the boat, you know, and I don't want my camera to be messed up.
Well, I thought the GoPro was waterproof anyway.
It is. It is.
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the break, and I want to ask you some questions about this video that I'm watching in addition to telling you a little bit about the GoPro. ChambersCustom.com. To get on the list to order a gun, which he can tell you in the next go round when that might be available again. But to order a gun, you have to start by going to ChambersCustom.com. From there, everything begins. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden visited Surfside, Florida, site of the collapsed condominium tower. He met with local and state officials before thanking first responders working on search and rescue operations at the site and meeting with the families of those still unaccounted for in the collapse. Speaking to reporters, Biden laid out the ways the federal government was assisting.
That's why we decided to cover, for example,
100% of the search and rescue cost for the first 30 days. Not done often, but necessary here, in my view. And FEMA is going to provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for the survivors. State Department is expediting visas for family members from other countries, and there are from Latin America, South America, Europe, Israel.
This is USA Radio News. Relief organizations report that food shortages have been exacerbated by the global coronavirus pandemic, impacting more than 41 million people. John Clemens has more.
David Beasley of the World Food Program appealed for help at the G20 summit meeting in Italy.
We thought COVID would be in our rearview mirror by the end of 2020, only to see it recycle. Delta and other variants taking place, devastating particularly and especially low-income and developing nations around the world.
Famine-like conditions already exist in Ethiopia, Madagascar, South Sudan, and in Yemen. It's been estimated $6 billion will be needed to help those who are on the verge of starvation in 43 countries. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, and the next gun I have coming from Joe, because nobody ever has a bunch of guns coming from Joe, because each one takes its time to bake. And one of the ones that, which you don't have to tell me, but one of the ones that is baking or in the process of being baked or about to be baked or whatever it is, for me, is going to be a single stack 45 ACP. And when I was watching that video, when you're first holding that gun up, the first thing I thought was just how clean that gun looks. I mean, it looks like a piece of minimalist art.
Yeah, I mean, the WMG is very, well, plain.
Now, mine won't have a front sight on it, so it'll be smooth on the top as well, right?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, that gun started out with iron sights, and after I took it back in trade, I decided to keep it for myself, and I was like, yeah, I'm not I mean, I don't mind iron sights on a gun, right? I have a bunch of them with iron sights, but I'm not feeling it. What I'm feeling is I'm going to kill some deer with this. I'm going to need me a red dot. And so because it already had irons on it, I was like, man, it's cool. But
okay.
That gun, that's a 10mm. Brandon built it. That gun is a laser beam.
10mm would be very interesting. One of your 10mm would be very interesting to shoot. If you ever have one that I could borrow, I have a smattering of 10. You talk about turning a gun around. I would be out of ammo in 150 rounds.
You could borrow this one. I could have sent it to you any time if I'd have known that. Sitting in the safe. Huh? I'll send it to you on Tuesday. You want it?
Okay. Anyway, I'm not going to get too excited about that because that's unprofessional. Just be like a little kid.
Yeah. What
am I going to find when this single stack gets here? Because I've shot many single stacks, and that's where I cut my teeth. The 1911 is where I cut my teeth on this platform. What is going to be the thing that is going to where I'm going to go zow?
Probably a trigger. The trigger on the single stacks that we build is pretty good.
Yeah.
The Morse code gun I just shipped out, the guy who got that gun, he's been keeping in touch with me. He has 390 rounds through it in the last week. And he's like, dude, he goes, I've felt a bunch of your triggers, and they're all just like amazing. I don't know how you do this over and over and over again. I'm like, well, it's just geometry. It's just math. But we do, yeah, I mean, we have a few little tricks and tips and tweaks and things that we do to them to make them just that much better, right? You know, because, we want it to be a satisfying pull.
Yeah. What about as far as... Yes, sir?
Well, I was just going to say, people have this misnomer, I think, a lot of times that, you know, rifles, you expect the trigger pull, a good rifle, a nice rifle, you expect the trigger pull to be a surprise, right, typically. People don't have that same expectation about pistols. Why? They should. Well, I'll tell you why. Because people are too busy buying $500 polymer Fantastics, and none of those guns have a trigger out of the box that makes you go, oh, that was a surprise. If you're not surprised when you get a gun from us the first time you pull the trigger, well, then either you're used to our work or we didn't do a good job. I've never had anybody not be surprised, so I guess we're doing a good job. But, that to me, that's part of the shazam of getting a custom gun built is the trigger, man. Guns should be accurate and reliable and tight and all that good stuff. But when you feel that trigger the first time you fire a round and you're like, ooh, that surprised me. Good. That's the way it should be.
I look forward to that. I've shot two chambers guns in my time, which is probably two more than most people have ever shot, simply because of how rare they are. And it is one of those things where once you experience that, and I have a hard time trying to quantify this to people. Because, you know, they'll get out there and they'll say, because for most people who I can't quite get to comprehend, you know, I explain to them, these guys are obsessed with fit. They're obsessed with proper fit. And, they will not send a gun out that is improperly fitted. The reason that people send guns to Joe to look at is because everybody else will, for the most part, unless there's, I mean, you may know of some that I don't know who they are. There may be some out there that never, ever, you know, that your rule is never, ever, you never send one out that doesn't fit properly. There may be some others out there that I just simply don't know about. But that whole dynamic, what I'm trying to explain, well, they don't let guns out until they're right. They're not going to have a gun be put on in a video going, well, this is not the way this is supposed to be.
No, case in point, I had a gun yesterday. Eric built this gun, very nice, excellent trigger. And we were getting ready to ship it out. And I said, let's shoot her one last time just to make sure, you know. And we took it out, and I don't know what was going on with me personally, whether I had coffee or too much nicotine or what. I don't know what's going on. Man, I was struggling to hold the black at 25 yards. I was like, whoo. Now, I've already shot this gun once, so I know how it shoots. And I shot it before it was blue. And I shot it, and I'm like, whoo, that's not good. It's bad. And we walked and looked at the target, and I'm like, Eric, something's wrong. I says, before we jump to any conclusions, let me shoot this sucker off the bench. And so we did. We dragged the bench over, and I proceeded to shoot an extra in group. And I was like, okay, well, it's not the gun. It's me. You know, sometimes you just have a bad day, but you got to double check, right?
Right.
Can't be letting that stuff. You can't be letting that stuff slide. Got to make sure, because if it is the gun, then well, you got to go back. But typically, it's not the gun. It's typically, one of us, we just have issues.
One question before we go to this next last break. Does a bushing wrench come with those? Because I see you having to use a bushing wrench. Because will this one that you're sending me, will it have a bushing or will it have a guy rod?
Is the name of my company's Brownells?
No, it is not. Wrench. It is not. It is not Brownells. You need a Chambers Brown. You need a Chambers wrench. That's what I was going to point out.
Yeah, I know. I need to have one made. I've gone down that road a couple times in the past and almost had it finished, and then it didn't happen for one reason or another. Look, I'm having a problem right now getting parts made by our normal machine shops.
I understand. I get that. I get that. Hang on for me one more time as we go into the last break. And please, if you would, people, go check out ChambersCustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University. One question I'd like to ask is, like, with one of your single stacks, will that fit into a standard 1911 holster?
Yes, it will.
Because DeSantis has set me up. I mean, I have got so many 1911 holsters ready for this outside the waistband, inside the waistband. It is stupendous what I got.
Now, you may have an issue because of the RDSM plate, but hey, that's not my problem.
You're talking about the optic?
Yeah.
If it is an issue, then, I just let them know. get them to send me something that's optics ready.
Yeah, just send them the gun and say, here, make a holster for this, will you?
Yeah, yeah. And now, I know that you use MBX magazines for the wide bodies. What do you use for the single stacks? For the magazines?
We use private label mags that are made for us.
And then
we have to tune each one of them. And they're decent, they're good mags. I like them. They're seven rounders, all steel construction, welded bottoms, and the follower and the feed lips are the most important thing on those mags, which I worked a long time, very hard to get the feed lips the way I wanted them in particular.
Seven rounder, huh? What eight rounder would you recommend, or would you?
I used to like the Chip McCormick mags. Of course, Chip sold his company and then he just recently passed away. But I from what I understand, they're basically the same mags. They're being sold by, I think, Wilson or somebody now, and they're a good mag. They're the only eight rounder that's worth anything. All the others are pretty much junk.
So would you stick with, do you advise your clients to stick with the private label mag?
No, if you want to use whatever mags you want. I have clients that, they use whatever mags they want. And, if they find a mag that doesn't work, they just put that away. They go, I'm not going to use this anymore. And the reason we use the private label stuff on the mags is I can guarantee you that the gun is going to work with the mags that I send it.
Ah, okay.
Right? It's like the same reason we use MBX for the wide bodies. I'm going to send a wide body out. A lot of these builders, I just recently learned this a few months ago, a lot of these guys who build wide bodies, they don't even provide a mag with the gun. Well, how do you know it works?
They ship the gun without a magazine?
Yeah. I'm like, what the heck kind of baloney is that?
Thank you.
You're gonna
I know where you were going. I know right, where you exactly. were going. Yeah, I know where that was headed.
But no, seriously, what? You're going to spend $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 on a gun that doesn't come with a magazine? What? Are you kidding me? No, that's legit. They do. They send them without mags. So, I want to make sure the gun I'm sending you runs with the mags that I'm sending you. And the only way to do that is to shoot them both together while I'm test firing the gun. When we do the single stacks, let's say a guy's getting two mags, three mags, four mags, whatever, we'll load those mags up in a regular rotation with the other mags that we're shooting for that single stack. Because, when you've been shooting a wide body, when you've been shooting a 2019 with 18 round mags, a seven round mag is real fast.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm empty. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's classic, so I like it. I dig it. But, yeah, you know, so when you go, when we test, we load those mags a lot. And so those mags get run through the ringer pretty good, and we get to test them and make sure the gun runs with those mags. We also have, you know, I have some Wilson 47 knees. I've got some, I got Chip McCormick's, obviously, of various different configurations. I've got some Checkmates, which aren't great mags, but we run them in the guns just to see. I've got a couple Trip mags that we check with. And I've got a variety of stuff just to see if the gun will run. And, you know, I know some of those mags won't lock back. I know some of those mags typically don't run, but I want to check them with every gun just to see if something changed.
I completely get that. I completely get that. I'm still trying to wrap myself up. I mean, that sounds like the old Bren 10 that they, which I've never even seen a Bren 10, and I've heard that was a marvelous gun, but they didn't ship it with magazines.
Well, you could have bought a Bren 10 recently. I think Fisher just sold two of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I didn't think Steve sold guns because Steve will get out there and go, just a few guns from my Red Dot collection, and he'll post it on Instagram. And, you know, there'll be like 30 guns laying there.
Yep.
Then it'll be just a few of my 2011s, and there'll be more of those than that. It's just all over.
Yeah. I don't know.
He sold two Bren 10s.
Yeah.
Did he have magazines to go with it?
Of course. The magazine costs as much as the gun.
Yeah, really?
No joke either. No, I'm just kidding. But he looked long and hard for the magazines. It wasn't, those magazines didn't come easy, trust me. They did not come easy. It wasn't like, oh, I found this Bren 10 that had 10 magazines with it. Nah, bro. That's not how it works.
Yep.
It's like, oh, I found this Bren 10. I bought it. Do you know where I can get any magazines, Joe? And I'm like, I have no earthly idea. I don't have any idea.
Well, anyway, I'll have to have a little discussion with Mr. I'd be curious what he got for him because I've seen video of one shooting on YouTube. But, and to be honest with you, I mean, as far as guns are concerned, like I've said a couple of times, like if I could find, like I like the old Ruger P90. It rattled a lot. It was big and fat and ugly, but I liked the gun. And I've said that if I could find magazines to go with it, that I wouldn't mind having one of those. I also liked the last generation of the Smith & Wesson 4506.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think about it, and I wonder, and I don't know. I mean, maybe you could tell me. I wonder about the metal of those guns and the age of those guns now. And are guns built better today as far as their components and their? I'm sure they have to be.
But, oh, absolutely.
What do you think? What do you think of like the older Smith 4506, would probably be the youngest one I'd probably find would be in its 20s now.
I mean, those guns didn't get shot very much, man. They didn't. What guys probably qualified with them once a year for 100 rounds a pop. So maybe you find one that has 1,000 rounds through it, whatever.
Right.
You know, they're terrible guns. Why would you want one?
They're terrible guns.
They're ugly.
They're 4506?
They have terrible triggers.
Well, back in those days, Joe, I owned one gun.
Yeah.
I only ever owned one gun. And I just thought that was particularly, you know, that was the gun Sonny Crockett carried.
Yeah, so. I know. Yeah, I'm aware. They were still terrible.
That didn't mean, and the other thing is that I didn't know too much about handguns at the time, except the ones that I liked. So when he was carrying that SIG, which is, you know, SIG 226, that's a pretty good gun. I didn't think that much of that gun. But then when I saw the Bren 10, and then when I saw the 4506, I was intrigued. Anyway.
I'll tell you the gun that I would own again in a 45. It's not a 1911. And that's a SIG P2. That's a SIG P220.
Yeah, that's a nice gun.
I had one of those. I really loved it. I actually traded that for an original Yonkers Kimber in 1997 when Kimber came out with their first 1911s. And, yeah, it was a good trade. I mean, I got the upper hand on that one, but that SIG 220 was a nice gun. It was a good gun. It was a solid performer.
Right. Well, for those of you that are interested and checking out Joe and the stuff that Joe does. First things first, Joe does a lot of live videos on Instagram, and he does, do you still do them on Facebook?
Not very often.
Joe does a lot of live videos on Instagram. He's trying to get to where he can stream live on YouTube, and he could do that if he could get to 1,000 subscribers, which, despite my pleas, I don't think that's happened yet, but that's beside the point. You can go subscribe now. There you can get all of this really good free seminar advice from somebody who does this day in and day out and does it about as good as anybody can. Thank you very much for joining me, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.